The Gwaltney Group.
The following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney. Gwaltney Group. RE/MAX Results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning. It's Andy Brownell. I'm with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results on Saturday morning as usual. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning. Well, it is starting to feel a little bit more like winter's around the corner.
Oh, yeah. The furnace is running a lot more often than it was before.
And I've had the fireplace on, and I've got Christmas trees up. Yeah, it's feeling like it.
We're only a few days away from Thanksgiving, so I guess that's right. The way it's supposed to be.
Yeah, and it's going to go quick with Thanksgiving being so late. It's going to be like, you know, Thanksgiving will be over, and boom, bang, it'll be Christmas.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
This whole year has flown by.
The longer I've been on this earth, the more rapidly it seems to spin.
That's the truth. I used to hear people say that. Oh, you just wait till you get older. Time will go so much faster. And I'm thinking, well, that's the dumbest thing ever. Time's going to go the same speed no matter what age you are. But no, there's definitely truth to that.
Yeah, well, it's all, you know, our brains playing a trick on us because when you stack up the years, when there's fewer or more of them, they just compact together, I guess. I don't know. Because I think back when you're like 8 years old, summer seemed to last forever.
That's the truth. Oh, that's funny. Or like, this is one that I think when I'm talking about houses, I have recollections of like my friends' houses when they were kids. And now I'll get called to their parents because their parents are ready to go to a condo or to the nursing home.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, whoa, I remember this house being huge. It's, you know, it's so funny.
And you remember it with shag carpeting, too.
Oh, yeah. Always the smell of fresh baked cookies. You know, I was out showing houses a couple days ago. We looked at 7 houses. Every single house smelled horrible. Every house.
Oh, no.
Every house. It was either animals? They had, sometimes it was animals, and then what would be even worse is they would try to mask the animal smell with a room freshener smell, and some of those room freshener smells are so nauseating. So if you are listening and you have your house on the market, honestly, bake some cookies, put a loaf of bread in the bread maker, do something that makes the house smell inviting and good, because we just would leave one and say, oh, my gosh, that one smelled worse than the last one.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, I don't know. It's not. And people, I think, you know, your nose becomes numb to your own smells. One was cigarette smoke. I'm like, who still smokes in their house? But we found somebody.
That gets into everything.
Yeah. So, yeah, some bad smells. So good smells are really important.
I came upon this. This is, I don't know, maybe a decade ago. I'm going to get the ionization machines.
I have one.
Because we had there was a vehicle. It had a unbelievably horrible smell in it. It's a long, long story. And I thought we would never get it out. But one of those machines, it worked. Ran it for a weekend with the windows closed in the vehicle.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I was amazed.
Speaking of that, one time I was getting the groceries out of my car in a big rush like I always am. And this was back in the days when we lived at the RBC house. So getting groceries was a job.
I bet. Okay.
Like I would put the back seat down in the back half of my Escalade, whatever I had was chock full of groceries. And somehow half a gallon or a gallon, I don't remember which, of chocolate milk got mixed.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you know the rest of the story. It was summer. That thing bloated up. It exploded. Oh, boy. Yeah. That was a smell to get out. So smells make a difference? Yeah.
I can actually top you on that. Really? When I was like 18 years old, went fishing down by Chatfield in the Root River.
Oh, dear. You left fish in the car?
No. Worms.
Oh.
And it was 95 degrees out, and the car was parked in the sun.
Ew. It was. No, that's bad. Okay.
And that was before ionization machines even existed. So it was.
Yeah, I have one of those machines. And when I list a house, if it doesn't smell just perfect, like, I don't know, sometimes there's just smell. Sometimes the basement smells a little damp, or sometimes, you know, there was a cat box or whatever it is. I will use those, and they do take odors out of the house without making it smell some sickening air freshener smell. Right. As a matter of fact, that reminds me, I have to take it from the Rochester office to Wabasha because Megan listed a house that the people don't smoke in the house. They smoke in the garage, but the smoke smell still kind of permeates in. Mm. So take that over. Anyway.
I always remember my dad, he wouldn't quit smoking until a medical condition forced him to. But my mom, you're not smoking in my house. If you want to do that, you're going outside.
Yeah, good
for her. That was back in the 70s.
Good for her. That saves your house because those smells are tough to get out. That cigarette smoke, I sold up one house over in Country Club Manor that the people smoked for years and years and years and years. And then I sold the house for their adult children after they both passed. And the walls were literally, you know, the ceilings, the walls, yellow, brown from the tar. And you look at that and you think, wow, what does this do to the inside of my body? Not my body because I don't smoke, but, you know.
When you first started in the business, I bet that wasn't that big of a deal when you were selling a house, but I imagine it is now because we've all grown accustomed to public spaces that smoking is not allowed in anymore.
Correct. I'll never forget it when the news was Minnesota is going to ban smoking from bars and restaurants. That is never going to fly. People are never going to go along with that. And I remember, and I'm sure you do too, Joe Power stepped up to the plate and said, I'll be the first one. Let's do it. Let's not have any smoking at Canadian Honker. And then guess what? I think they're still doing pretty darn good today.
Yeah, it was a sea change. And I still remember I've been in a bowling league for 30 some years. And back in the early days, no matter what, when I came home, I don't smoke. I never have smoked. But I'd come home from the bowling alley and I'd have to leave my jacket out in the garage. It was that bad.
Yeah. Well, geez, when I worked at Mayo Clinic when I first started, there was smoking in the hospital. You could go in the break room in our department. And so there were two break rooms, a non-smoking and a smoking. And so you would think if I was smart, I would have just sat in the non-smoking break room. But no, I liked playing cards over my lunch hour, so I sat in the smoking break room. And then I would come home and Scott would say, hey, you smell like smoke.
Yeah, the world spins faster and faster and change comes quicker and quicker.
Rarely do I go to show houses or list houses where anybody smokes in their house anymore. I mean, there's still people who smoke, clearly, but rarely do people smoke in their homes.
Interesting.
Anymore. So that's definitely good.
Interesting. Imagine this all started with showing your house. In homes like that, do you end up having to rip the carpets up and paint and everything?
Oh, gosh. You have to take out the carpet. I mean, a lot of times I tell people as soon as they take their furnishings, a lot of the smell is going to be in their couches and their chairs and all of that. But carpet has to come down. Walls have to be painted. Window treatments have to come down. I mean, it's a big deal if there's been a lot of smoking.
All right. As always,
don't do it in your house
because it's your biggest investment. And what do we call it? You call it the
bank account that you live in.
There you go.
Take care of it.
You still haven't sold those bumper stickers yet.
I know I should.
You should. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's take a quick break and we'll come right back. We're talking with Robin Gwaltney with Gwaltney Group ReWax Results this morning, of course. On News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back, everyone. Andy Brownell with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results. And I was, you know, perusing headlines as I always do. And I saw a headline. I didn't read the article. I should have read it. And I'm not surprised that home values are rising in places where I guess really nasty weather is not a normal part of your life compared to those places hit by hurricanes and such. Did you see that, Robin?
Yes, and that was real estate news, and I did read that. And I will tell you, basically, it makes so much sense. You know, what he had to say is, for years and years, it was tough for the rest of the world to keep up with the East Coast and the West Coast. You know, everything always happened first there. New trends, higher prices, new ways of marketing, you know, everything just, they were the trendsetters, right? East Coast, West Coast. And they still are for a lot of things. But what we're seeing is that the people who used to be leaving the boring old Midwest to go to the East Coast and the West Coast are now saying, there is something to be said about buying property in areas that aren't necessarily high risk of impact of natural disasters.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody is immune from it, of course, but, you know, just looking at the real numbers of the elements that cause it, you know, the forest fires in California and the hurricanes and the floods and just all of those things that, sure, we get storms, but nothing compared to the coasts.
Yeah. I remember when the Helene, I think it was Helene that hit a few months ago. And there was a woman and they were interviewing her and her home had just been wiped out. And she had just rebuilt from like 3 years ago after having her home destroyed.
Yeah, one of my realtor friends had her whole real estate brokerage. She had $600,000 worth of damage. She got it all fixed up. And then when Helene came through, she completely wiped it out.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even imagine that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay, you're a stronger girl than me because I don't know if I could. I said, now what? She goes, well, we start all over again. I'm like, wow. Wow, wow, wow. Well, she said, we're not going to be busy selling real estate anytime soon because people are more worried about, you know, making claims, rebuilding, you know, just all the things, picking up the pieces, right?
But then you're saying that a lot of folks are picking up the pieces and they're just
getting out, coming to us. Yeah, coming to where they feel, where they can afford to buy insurance. Not that it's cheap here. It's not cheap anywhere. We've talked about this, but definitely so much more affordable where you're not at those high risk areas. Homes with a low risk of flooding are like 6.7% up year over year. So that speaks pretty loudly. You know, we talk about an average being like 3 to 5, and just that factor of low risk of flooding, those home prices are up 6.7% year over year.
So if you have a house on a hill, you might have an advantage.
You got it.
Every time you mentioned the insurance costs, and I know the one thing we're susceptible to here is hail damage.
Oh, yes.
And my insurance company has, you know, amended the policy for the next, you know, when I had to renew it. And now it has a prorated schedule for your roof.
Mm-hmm.
Where before it wasn't that way. So I imagine these insurance companies
out, give you a new one. Yeah.
Yeah. And they have to contain their costs somehow too, I imagine.
Well, and because these same insurance companies insure people all over the country. So you know what I mean? It all trickles down.
Yeah.
They are being a lot more, did I talk about insurance last week about like the big trees and the knob and tube wiring and things like that? So we actually had a panel of local insurance agents come into the office and talk about risk factors that insurance companies are really honing in on. And like Rochester has a lot of old houses, right? So there are a lot of old homes that still have the knob and tube wiring. Some people don't know what that is, but it's if you go down in the basement and you see those funny looking little like glass, it's like an inverted glass thing on the wall and the wires kind of run through it.
Yep.
And anyway, a lot of those have been, they're still in the houses, but they've been updated. They've been updated to like 100-amp service, right? So they're perfectly fine. However, because people are working from home and kids are gaming, well, not even just kids, sometimes it's adults, on some pretty elaborate systems, these things take a lot more energy, right? So now the insurance companies are like, well, with all this power being consumed at one time and this very archaic electrical system, we are definitely increasing our risk. So here we are back to increased risk, right? Increasing our risk of a house fire. And so there are several. One of the insurance brokers literally said that all the companies that he represents and carries, none of them will take knob and tube wiring. Absolutely not. Talk the plate. They won't. Oh, wow.
So if you have that, you probably should be talking to an electrician to get
Especially if you're thinking about eventually selling your house, because now what's happening is, as we're representing buyers, if we see things that are like red flags, so to speak, personally, I can only speak for myself personally, I'll take pictures, immediately text it to my insurance agent and say, is this something that I should be concerned about? Like last week I was out showing houses and there was a huge tree in the front yard, and I mean huge, and it was totally leaning right over the top of the roof. And he said, yeah, that we're not insuring that, and with that tree needs to come out. So basically, if we wrote an offer on that house, we would have had to write into the contract, seller will remove the tree, because otherwise I'm going to have a buyer stuck with a house that they can't insure. And you know what's really scary? Because the insurance companies, just like everybody else, are short-staffed. So they've got only so many underwriters and, you know, appraisers or whatever they call the guy that goes out and looks at the stuff to say how much the insurance is going to cost. And so they have this policy that they have 60 days. You have to put your insurance in place prior to closing, because the bank is not going to give you a loan on a house that's not being insured, because they're the ones holding the mortgage. They're the one with all the risk, right? So you have to have it insured. However, the insurance companies have 60 days. This is rather new. 60 days from the time they've insured you to come out and do a physical inspection of the house. And if they get there and they decide, oop, that tree's got to go down, that tree's got to go down, you've got to put a new roof on, whatever they decide, either you have to do those things or they're going to drop you.
Oh, my God.
And then you're starting all over for insurance.
Well, so that's another reason I'm going to go to you to have this experienced person helping me out in this process.
Yeah, thank you. Because those are things that I'm looking at. While you're looking at, yeah, I like this house, this would be a great room for watching the football game, I'm like, yeah, and I'm a little nervous about this great big tree that's 2 feet from the front door, or, you know, whatever it is. So, yeah, it's a real thing. And so I asked my insurance agent, I said, so do you have any, because he's also a broker. I use Jason Essig at Essig Insurance. And I said, Jason, do you guys have anybody that will cover knob and tube? And he goes, there are some. But he said, it's case by case. And if it's like a 60-year-old couple that uses average to normal electric, sure. If it's three teenagers who have gaming systems or both parents work from home, it's another answer. So all things that we need to be aware of. And, you know, doesn't seem like that's fair that they could insure you and then come along and make high demands or cancel you. But it's real world. And they do have 60 days from the time they insure you to come do that physical inspection and make some demands or drop you. So, yeah, need to be aware of all that.
That's great information, Robin, because if somebody is out there looking to have that on their radar, it's really important.
Yeah, very important.
All right, we need to take a break. We'll be back in a moment with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results at Newstalk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is Newstalk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
It is Saturday morning, and that means we are with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results. And Robin, as always, I'd like to check in with you to see if you have any listings that you could share with us.
I do. Let me start with the newest ones. We have one here that's just been on the market a week. It's 1131 Majestic Street over in Wabasha. Very nice house. It was built in 2019. It's got three beds and two baths and a three-car garage. And it has what was I going to say? Oh, it has 1,744 square feet that are finished. So 982 on the main, 982 below, or 762 below. Listed at 289.
Okay.
Yeah. Pretty new house. Pretty nice house. Less than 300,000. Gotta love that.
That's the perfect starter house.
Yes, it is. And, you know, just like Rochester, there's definitely a need for more homes over there. We've got a condo over in Deer Haven. Address is 1874 Deer Haven Lane. That is a 2-bed, 1-bath, and it's $189,900. It was built in 2001. You know where those are.
Yeah.
That's been on the market this week. I had another one earlier this summer back in August. I think it sold really quickly, so I'm hoping this one will as well. Over in Frontenac, we have an investment opportunity. We have a mobile home park for sale.
Oh, really?
Yes. So I know that there are 20 lots in there, and right now 7 of them are occupied, but the rest are ready for someone to move their home in. And but someone can buy the whole place and be the guy that collects the rent on those 20 lots. And currently we have that listed for $499,900.
I like the Frontenac area.
Isn't Frontenac? It's awesome. Yeah. I actually met a guy recently who wrote a book about old Frontenac.
Yep.
And he knows you.
I know. Yeah, I know the book well. Yeah. I've had him on the radio. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he told me. He told me, you know, we have something in common. I've been on the radio with Andy as well. he said, tell him I said hello the next time you speak with him.
That's wonderful. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah.
Hello from Ken.
I know they sell that book at the Olmsted History Center, I believe.
Yeah, all the books that he's written. And he has written some really good books. He's written about the different architects in Old Southwest, Ellerbe, and I'm having a mind. Harold Crawford houses. He has a book called Houses on the Hill, and I've seen it in a lot of listings. So people who are in the book will often leave it lay out on the kitchen table or whatever. It's kind of fun. Yeah. I said, now the next time I see it, I'll be able to say, hey, I know the guy who wrote that book. All right. So we have one in Fountain, Minnesota. Very nice place down there. It was built in 1952, been very well cared for. It is a 1.5 story, 609 Birch Street. It's 239. 2 beds, 1 bath, a 2-car garage. Couple weeks on the market, so
All right.
It's relatively new. And then I have another one over on the river. The address is 2230 708 Street, Lake City, but the house is literally in Camp Lycopolis. Okay, and it has a beautiful view of Lake Pepin, and it's a nice house. It's all one level living. It was built in 1975. It's 2 bedrooms and 1 bath. It's got a 2-car attached garage. It's got new paint, new flooring, just brand new flooring to put the house on the market. So nice yard, nice view, new septic. And that one is $249,900.
And you're right up on the bluff.
Yeah, so if you're looking for just a weekend place down on the river that's affordable, nice. That would be a great option. And then we have a new list that just came on the market, I believe yesterday, maybe even this morning. I know it was coming soon, but it's down where Walmart South is on Broadway, right across the street.
Mm-hmm.
There's those Tamarisk condos.
Yep.
And these were built quite a while ago too. You know, they're older, but boy, you can't find many places so affordable. And this is 2-bed, 2-bath. It has a pad parking and a 1-stall garage. And the lady kept very nice care of it. And it's $150,000.
Oh, really?
And the association fees there are only $200 a month. And they cover the snow, the lawn mowing, the trash removal, and the exterior insurance. So it's a good association fee.
And you think about what it costs to rent a 2-bedroom house.
Oh yeah.
A two-bedroom apartment with parking.
Two-bedroom apartment even. Yeah.
Yeah. I bet after you get a mortgage on this thing, I bet it's very reasonable.
Yeah, I would agree. So I think that one will go pretty quickly. And we've got some more new ones coming on, but because they're not on yet, I can't share them yet. But next week, I'll have some more to share. All right. And I do want to give a shout out for our holiday grocery giveaway. So we are giving last year we did 3 turkey dinners, like the whole Thanksgiving meal catered from Hy-Vee for like 8 to 10 people. But we realized that isn't really good for everybody. Like, let's say a single mom with a couple little kids wins this. Maybe she would just rather have the groceries or the credit to go spend at the grocery store. So this year we decided we're going to give 3 $200 gift cards to Hy-Vee, just in the spirit of giving for the holiday season. We really like to, you know, do as much as we can to give back to the community. And we feel like groceries is just an added expense. And gosh knows we all have added expenses during the holidays.
Oh my gosh.
So all people have to do is just visit our website, which is gwaltneygroup.com, and they can register there. Or go on Facebook and register there. And it's just as simple as giving us your phone number, your email address, and your address. And full disclaimer, we probably will be sending you some information if we have things we want to share about the housing market or whatever. But you can always opt out of anything you receive from us at any time. But that's not the reason we're giving them. We're giving them because we really want to help out 3 families, 3 lucky winners, individuals, families, whoever they might be. So please get your name in to have a chance at winning one of our holiday giveaway grocery gift cards.
Well, that's very nice. Awesome. I like that.
Thanks.
Big plans for the holiday?
No, I think we're going to go to Jenna's and, you know, usual turkey, ham, lots of people. I think our family, lots of people, is different than most families, lots of people, because people say, oh, are you going to have a big crowd? I say, no, we're actually going to have a small crowd. We're probably only going to have 18 to 20 people. They're like, that's a small crowd? Yeah. So, yeah, that's probably what we're going to have.
Well, yeah, we're going to have a pretty quiet one. The one kid and spouse is off to North Dakota with the in-laws.
Oh, okay.
So we have the other kid and spouse. So, yeah.
Okay. Well,
yes, that'll be nice.
It is nice. I love the smells. Talk about good smells. We started talking about bad smells on the show today, and we're going to end with talking about good smells. But honestly, one of my favorite things about the holidays is the way the house smells when you're cooking a turkey or cooking a ham or baking anything.
Yep. Fresh rolls. And yeah.
Yes. Yes.
The gravy. Yeah. Oh, gosh. I'm getting hungry. Stop it.
And we'll be in a couple of weeks, we'll be complaining about how much weight we've gained. Because it's just a roller coaster ride, isn't it?
Yes. Well, Robin, we got to remember, how does somebody get a hold of you? You know, we've talked about a lot of important stuff concerning buying homes, selling homes.
Yes.
If they want to reach out to you, how do they get a hold of you?
Please, please. Anytime I can help you any way, just feel free to call me on my cell phone. And that phone number is 507-259-4926. And I am always happy to help you with anything related to real estate whatsoever. You know, I want to sell my house. I want to buy a house. I'm wondering if it makes sense to put an addition on my house. Who's the best person to call for a bathroom remodel? If it's related to real estate, I am happy to help. So feel free to call my cell phone anytime, and I will always look forward to your calls.
All right, Robin, you have a happy Thanksgiving, and we'll check in with you next week.
Same to you.
All right, Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results at News Talk 1340 KROC AM.